going to record this prose poem I would call, which means that it's poetic form and prosaic as opposed to poetic, which is more of a story, I suppose, than in literature anyway, than poetry. Let's see how this one sounds. It's called La Calle Ancha del Pasado, Austin, Texas, USA. East Avenue was to us La Calle Ancha, a two-lane street with large island parks next to our neighborhood, La Vecindad de Our Lady Guadalupe Church. Those of us who lived nearby enjoyed the island parks immensely. The grass was diligently cared for, and we could slide down slick green hills and pedazos de cartón. La Calle Ancha, where we savored sweet summer night sobre las estrellas del Milky Way with heaven-sent breezes and lightning bugs. Maravillas del verano that excited our hearts with subtle touch of joy and mystery. How insatiable we were. No nos contentábamos with the magical presence of the lightning bugs. We would coolly capture them to put them in glass jars with tiny holes on top, making them into lámparas, then luciérnagas, acting no doubt on the impulse of the electric age. East Avenue was a major artery, a meeting place of La Raza de Austin, lugar de donde el pueblo venía a descansar en las noches, después de días largos jalando en la pica y pala sobre el sol tejano. La Calle Ancha era el sitio de Chicano picnics, sitio donde los vatos locos se juntaban to defy the establishment, whether they knew it or not. Pero seguro los usaban también para demostrar que andaban encanicados desde puppy love hasta canicas de máquina. La Calle Ancha, a Chicano boundary between las vecindades y el centro, el Camino Real, el Mercado, downtown, the Cactus, Ritz, Capitol, Queen, Paramount, State Movie Houses, the Shopping Mall, Capitolio, the tallest building, La Calle Ancha, de la gente siempre rica en espíritu y ánimo, La Calle Ancha, calle del pasado, donde se miraba el Capitolio lumbrado. Electric eyes of Texas were upon us. East Austin has long been a monstrous freeway now. Pobre de la gente de Austin, no more lightning bugs and parks on summer nights, and no more Milky Way.